Last time, on Taverns and Cavern, the purifiers sent to investigate Rassler Payne were successful in his capture. Our current orders are to bring him back to be interrogated. However, there is information I would like to pull from him myself. The purifiers and I agreed to interrogate him after everyone rested for the evening due to the battle in Miyazu. Unfortunately, before doing so, these uncultured heathens interrupted my personal time with Smoke and the Sickle. The audacity. During the interrogation, though, Rassler Payne began speaking to himself as if he was actually having a conversation with the god known as Azatl. Something about this seems off, and I can sense something vile approaching. This isn't good. Episode 101, Rassler Ascended.
Join me, my brothers and sisters, in cleansing this world of its sin, for the time of retribution is upon us. My lord has given me back my true meaning, and I have become ascended.
Stella, kind of talking over him to Tsurumi.
I think you're doing a great job, but I think we gotta take over from here.
I'm not the brightest guy in the room. I don't think none of this sounds good.
Can I cast a spell?
Yeah, you may. What are you trying to cast?
Sleep. Put his ass back down.
All right. So since you're casting a spell, we're going to go ahead and just put the turn order up just because it sounds like you're all going to try and do different things.
Yeah, so, I don't like how he's doing.
So I'm going to put the turn order up. Everyone go ahead. And 1 second. Let me add you to the turn order. All right, now go ahead and roll your initiatives. Yomi got the 9. Okay. Roy with the 19. Hota got a 19 as well. All right, so go Stella, and then Hota or Roy, whoever, which one of you have the higher dex, and then Yomi.
Plus
Hota.
5.
Sounds like Hota's going first.
Yeah.
So Stella, Hota, Roy, then Yome. Let me make a roll for Tsurumi. Second. She got 22. So the turn order right now is Tsurumi, Haruna, Stella, Hota, Roy, Rassler, then Yome. So Stella, we'll start with you because you're doing something first. You're casting sleep on Rassler. As you move to cast sleep on Rassler, go ahead and make me either a perception or most likely an arcana check.
The arcana. Wrote like garbage.
Okay, so as you cast sleep, Rassler, he's still talking to himself.
Oh God, God has come. I am ascended.
And your sleep spell does go off. However, as your spell attempts to affect Rassler, just something about him, it doesn't work. You can tell your magic is deflected. But because you only rolled a 7 on Arcana, you don't know why or how it was deflected. And his veins that are now popping and pulsating with these red aura, it gets more violent, more frequent. And you can see he's beginning to shake about in the rope that he's tied in. And his body is beginning to contort in ways that don't look normal.
My ascension, it's coming, sinners. I am going to cleanse this land today.
And he continues to shift in a way that does not look normal. At this point, Hota, what are you doing? It's your turn next.
Ooh. Hota draws his scimitar. I hate to break it to everybody, but I'm going to treat him like the Highlander. I'm going to take his head off.
Make me a hack roll. All right, you swing your scimitar. That's a hit. Go ahead and roll you some damage there.
I'm going to roll that with the sneak attack since there's people around. It's that and that.
All right, you swing your scimitar at his neck to try and behead the crazy man. And as your scimitar hits the neck of Rassler, you see it draws blood as if you were about to cut his head off. But before your blade even goes an inch through his neck, you feel something hard, like steel, something tough. You aren't able to push your blade through his neck, and he looks up at you. Heretics, you ain't ready.
The countdown has started. You better run while you still can.
Oh, I don't like this at all, folks. Not at all.
Anything else you do, Hota, before Roy's turn?
I have nothing.
All right. Roy, it's your turn. What are you doing?
Quick question.
Yeah.
Will it take an action for me to switch to the Thunder Gauntlets?
It would.
Okay. All right. He is going to step back about 10 feet. He's going to switch to his Thunder Gauntlets. And his bonus action, he's going to touch himself and give him temporary HP.
Okay. It is now his turn. You all see Rassler's body still contorting and shifting in non-normal means. As he begins to yell out,
"God, ascend me!"
You see his body begins to grow. Eventually, his small, like, stature, his small, older frame rips through the rope as he gets top heavy. You see his chest, his shoulders, and his torso begin to grow as if he was the Hulk. He continues to grow into this massive and muscular form. He's no longer a normal sized creature. He is now considered large.
Oh, Jesus.
As he continues to grow, you see he yells out into the air as his eyes shift into a red, piercing color. His back, he leans forward as you see this hunchback of his, and these two large bumps begin to move as if something was under his skin on his back. And these two ball-like protrusions from his back, they burst from his skin. Mm-hmm. And what comes out of his upper back are two additional giant muscular arms. He is now four-armed. His shirt, his robes are all ripped off. His pope hat is now fallen off his face. He looks like a completely savaged Hulk at this point in time, Rassler-fied. And he begins to drool from his mouth.
I've ascended. We'll punish you all for the sins that you've committed, sinners. Your time has come.
And he jumps through the ceiling of this building, breaking the roof above you as he lands outside into the town square. I'm going to move you all inside, technically, because you're all inside. As he lands outside in the town square, you hear people beginning to scream and yell as he is roaring.
Come, brothers and sisters, join me, for God has given us his energy, his divinity, to punish these sinners.
And you all can hear commotion beginning to happen all around town. It isn't just Rassler. You can see the acolyte that was in the cell next to him. He begins to shake uncontrollably. And his body begins to shift as well, as this red energy looking like crown appears over his head, as if he was being controlled. And the acolyte's eyes open, and he slowly looks at you as if he was a controlled zombie of some kind. And he just stares at you from within his cell.
Must punish the sinners.
All right, Yome, it's your turn. What are you doing?
See, a target can roll a d4, add them or roll to the attack.
Oh, this is bad.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Now he's giant on the screen. I'm going to. Should I bless us or aid us? I'm going to cast aid. So that's going to give everyone an increase of 5 for their maximum hit points.
Okay.
Or actually, should I cast it at a higher level? Let me think.
Yeah, I gave him the red eyes.
I'll cast it at third level, so it's increased by 10.
So who are you casting that on?
It goes on three people, so...
Okay.
It'll be... Yeah.
So everyone, all three of you gain 10 additional temporary HP.
Nice.
So you go ahead and use that blue bar that you have to keep track of that.
And that's technically my action, so I don't think I can... do a bonus action. I don't think is bless. No, that's an action. And I'll cast spiritual weapon.
Okay. Cast it outside next to him.
Yeah.
All right. As you summon your spiritual weapon.
So I can hit, I think, because it says you can make a melee spell attack.
Yep.
Against a creature within 5 feet of the weapon. Yeah.
So go ahead and make me an attack roll. Your spiritual weapon. See if it hits him. You're basically fighting a giant Rastler Goro.
Got Rita Repulsa making them grow and shit.
Yep. Damn, 23 will hit. So go and roll your damage. All right, so 9 force damage as you hit Rastler for that much. 1 second. I don't see his. Okay. All right, cool. So you deal 9 points of damage with your spiritual weapon and... although you can't technically see him at the moment because you're inside, Rassler hisses out, weapon of the sinner. All right. Anything else? You run outside?
Yeah, I guess I'll run outside.
Okay.
Should I run up to him? I guess.
That's up to you.
I won't run up to him just yet.
She said, no. Smart. All right. As you run up outside, you notice that there is commotion going on in Miyazu right now. Several of the citizens are yelling and screaming, running away from this current situation because he's freaking them the fuck out. I mean, he doesn't look normal. He looks like a crazed beast with four arms. And he's gigantic, muscular. His veins are ripping out of his body. He's glowing red. Several of the acolytes, though, that were either unconscious or even killed, have come back and are controlled by this energy, his lord or his god, as he would say. So there are a couple acolytes scattered throughout town that are now appearing with this red crown of energy above their heads. Fortunately, there are other purifiers in the town, and they are attempting to hold off the acolytes while the rest of you attempt to try and take on the boss. All right, it is, that's the end of the round. It's Tsurumi Haruna's turn. Tsurumi looks over at the acolyte that's now in the cell. He's still stuck in the cell for now, and she looks at the rest of you. Everyone outside, this one's stuck in the cell. He shouldn't be able to escape. We have to stop him now before he does any harm to the civilians. And she's going to step out, and she's going to draw a short bow as she comes out, and she's going to shoot it at Rassler. See if she's able to hit him. A 14. As she shoots the arrow towards Rassler, you see Rassler's hand, now that he's a large creature, or one of his four hands, it swats the arrow to the side.
Sinner, you think such toys are gonna work on me? I am ascended.
And she just stares at him. All right, Stella, it's your turn.
All right, so I'm down a spell slot. This motherfucker wanna, like, be up past his bedtime and shit. So... sorry, I'm thinking, like, should I?
You're good.
Yeah. I'm just going to cast Cloud of Daggers at third level.
Okay.
And
so you're placing it on him then?
Yeah, I wrote like shit, but 7 slashing damage.
All right, let me go ahead and put that on him. So he takes 7 slashing damage as your Cloud of Daggers appears right on him. All right. That goes through.
All right. And
What, in a tarnation? I know you tripping if you think that I won't catch you hating. But it don't matter, because I'm more prepared than all you fakesin'. I ride on my squad and cast a bardic inspiration.
And that's for Hota.
Yeah. All right, Hota, I'm going to give you an icon. Yellow icon for bardic inspiration.
All right.
All right. Stella, anything else? Is that it?
That's it for now.
All right, Hota, it's your turn.
Hota steps outside. Nah, he's going to run straight forward, brandishing that scimitar, wants to put him down. He's going to aim for a calf and swing. Okay.
All right, so you go to swing with your scimitar. A 16 shall hit. You go for his calf. What would be your damage? 10 slashing damage. So as go ahead and make me a medicine check.
You get it.
15 is really good. As you cut into his calf, yet again, you feel that his skin is incredibly tough. You do draw a little bit of blood, but it's just like the neck. You feel like your full force going into his leg just is not as strong as it should have been. You know that he didn't take as much damage as he should have.
Interesting. He's going to use his cunning action and do a Dark Souls roll back.
Okay. All right.
The skin is tough. He kind of relays the message.
It is the skin of the ascended sinner. Prepare to meet your maker.
Oh, man. He said, oh, man. I hope you liked Rassler. He was spitting.
Oh, my goodness.
Going off, man.
Roy will step out. It's not going to go too far. And he's just going to firebolt at him.
Okay. Go ahead and make the attack. 9. Oh my God. Unfortunately, that's 9 is too low. As you shoot your firebolt, you see he takes with his newly grown 2 fresh arms. He Hulk claps your firebolt, basically clapping the fire to become non-existent.
Oh, fuck.
Now, remember, you're level 5. You get 2 firebolts.
I do?
I think. Okay. Wait. Oh, no, it just does more damage. Never mind. Just damage increases as you level.
You got them all excited for nothing.
I know. My bad.
No, you're fine.
I was thinking Eldritch Blast. Anything else for Roy? What you gonna do, Roy? What you gonna do?
What's it gonna be, Roy?
I guess he's gonna move closer.
Okay. How close?
But roughly here.
All right. So you go within.
To in between. It'll run in between Stella and Yome. Stay about 10 feet back from him.
Okay. It is now his turn. As he looks at you, he just continues to chant into the sky.
My Lord and Savior, you have ascended me. I shall not fail you, for I, Rassler Pain, shall bring down the punishment on these sinners. Be prepared to meet your retribution, sinner.
And he looks at you all. Bro, he is hulking. He's a hulking creature right now. He is terrifying looking. He is able to reach Roy because he's a large creature, so he has a 10-foot reach. He attempts to grab you with one of his 4 arms.
Oh, no.
I rolled a 22. He's trying to grapple you. So I rolled a 22 athletics. You need to roll me an athletics or a acrobatics check to see if you're grappled or not.
Definitely not doing acrobatics.
Make me an athletics roll. You better roll 22.
Roll fire.
Fuck, 11.
That ain't fire.
All right. You see he grabs Roy with one of his left arms. And as he grabs Roy, he's grabbing you by the neck. And he just smiles at you. Sinner, come here. And he pulls you close. His upper right arm, you see it holds up into the air. And he snaps his fingers.
Bane.
He is casting a cleric spell, Bane. He is casting it on four creatures. It's going to be the four of you. You all need to make me a saving throw, a charisma saving throw.
Oh, man.
Nine.
Obviously, you might be able to add up to a d8 to your roll, Hota, but it doesn't mean it'll pass because I don't really know what you need.
Right.
I
might just save
shit.
It.
Yeah, because once you use it, it's gone. So think about that.
Yeah, I'm gonna save it.
Okay. So it looks like Yome and Roy are able to save. It does not affect them, but Bane will affect Stella and Hota, which I will give you guys icons on. I'm just going to give you guys the skull icon for Bane. What Bane does is whenever going forward, whenever you make an attack roll or a saving throw, you have to roll a d4 and subtract it from your roll.
Gotcha.
All right. That's his second arm. Now that he's holding Roy with his left arm, he takes his second right arm. He punches Roy. Holy fist! As hard as he can while he's holding Roy. That is a 25. Roy, you are taking, my man, 11 points of bludgeoning damage. He jumps into the air with Roy in his hand.
Oh, no.
As he's jumping into the air, he is jumping 30 feet into the air. And he's landing next to Stella. But before he lands, he chucks Roy as hard as he can at the ground. He's 30 feet in the air. He's throwing Roy all the way to the side, to the east. Roy, you're taking technically bludgeoning damage. He has thrown you... 1 second.
I have a question.
50 feet.
Ooh.
I have a question.
Yes.
If I have the spell Featherfall, could I possibly
use that? You can cast it as a reaction, yes.
Okay. And he will do that.
Okay. And Featherfall goes up to what, 60 feet? If I remember correctly.
Believe so.
Yep. Descends slowly to 60 feet. So you take no damage because of this. And it's up to 1 minute. And as he lands, he spins around and his fourth arm, you see, he raises it. And he is going to cast Blood of Azat. And four darts of magic missile go flying out in separate directions. Hota, you will be taking 3 points of damage.
Oh.
Yome, you're taking also 3 points of damage. Stella, you're taking 2 points of damage. And Tsurumi is taking 2 points of damage.
Come, sinners, show me what you're made of.
Yome, it's now your turn.
I'm going to run up on him, I guess, even though I just saw what happened.
Okay.
Or, yeah, I'm just going to hit him.
With your mace for 20, that will hit.
Oh, 3 damage.
3 bludgeoning damage.
I need a new mace.
As you take your mace, it hits his chest and he looks down at you.
That tickled, sinner.
The tickle.
So, have you ever wanted to start your own podcast and just had no clue on where to begin? Fear not, for we at Taverns and Caverns are here to help you. Before we began the Taverns and Caverns podcast, we originally had a few members who wanted to learn the game of Dungeons & Dragons. With 3 of the 4 players being new to the game, we decided to make a podcast of it just for fun and to possibly encourage others to try the game for themselves. Starting a podcast can seem daunting, but we're here to tell you that it can be simple with an all-in-one tool. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are now over, my friend. With Zencaster's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencaster.com/pricing and use my code TavernsCaverns, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencaster paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. And with that, let us continue our campaign. Spiritual weapon comes around. All right. Make an attack roll. 25. That will hit. 12. You see your spiritual weapon. Full damage goes through, and he goes,
"Ah, weapon of the sinners, I need to kill you."
All right. Is there anything else? I think that's it for you.
That's all I can do.
All right. It's now Tsurumi Haruna's turn. You see, she quickly runs around next to Yome. She pulls out, she has a sickle and a short sword. She's going to attempt to cut at him with it. All right, for the short sword, unfortunately, the short sword will miss. Her sickle will hit. She deals 2 points of slashing damage, unfortunately. However, she also has sneak attack damage.
Yeah.
So she deals 10 points of damage. Let's do that. All right, Stella, your turn.
She's going to look up at him, and as she starts to talk, little glowing light comes out.
Hey, you may have gotten bigger, but that pair of Depends you're wearing didn't. You're so full of shit, it's coming out the side of your robes.
That's vicious mockery. You gotta beat a DC 16 to be okay by this.
All right, I rolled a 17.
Oh, well, hold on. Must succeed or take 1d4 disadvantage. Okay, I don't think anything happens if you pass.
Okay. All right, he looks at you.
I was just talking shit.
You talking all that shit, sinner?
Weak. God
damn it. That's kind of what I do.
You gonna do it in hell soon enough.
Damn.
It is what it is.
Do you try to move anywhere or you stay in there, Stella?
Yeah, I'll take a couple spaces away.
Okay.
Next to Hota.
He will get an attack of opportunity on you.
That's fine.
Okay.
We'll see Ryan roll it. We'll see what he rolls.
Where do you think you're going, sinner?
Oh, I rolled a 1.
Damn.
You're able to duck under his grasp as he tries to grab.
Anytime you roll a 1 when I'm running, you get crop dusted. Your face farted in. You failed.
Oh, that was close, Hota. You all right?
I'm good. I can say the same to you.
This isn't how I expected this interview to go.
It's just CNN, that's all.
All right, Hota, it's you.
Hota is going to use Spite on Yome. Yeah, let me just pull that up. There you go. So it's a help action. The first time he tries to attack you, he gets a disadvantage.
That's good.
All right. Remember that?
Yep.
All right. Anything else?
Hey, he's going to roll in, try to get that sweet scimitar attack in.
Oh,
yeah.
Crit. All right. Go ahead and roll the damage.
Roll that.
Oh, 14.
My sneak attack.
Yep.
Here it is.
All right.
I don't know if crit goes with the sneak attack.
It does. So roll it again.
Uh-oh. Hi-ya!
All right. So plus 7. All right. So you deal your damage and you see, you know, you hurt him quite a bit. He that hurt. He looks at you. Ah!
That one stung. But I ain't done, boy. Father Pain is gonna bring the pain.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Roy, you're next.
Roy tries to speak, but he can't. Throat still hurts. But he's going to run up 30 feet. And he's just going to shoot a firebolt.
Okay.
try it again.
That will hit for 4 fire damage. Takes the fire damage to the face. He just looks at you.
Sinner. Careful, boy. You're playing with fire.
You'll get burned too.
Somebody gets this man a tea.
All right. Anything else?
Yaito when you need him.
Yaito. I am sipping on my tea back in Tirister. You have fun with this wrestler, Pain.
Damn.
All right. It's now Rassler's turn. He looks at everyone around him.
It's time. I am tired of this. Let me do one of my favorite moves, I call.
And he's going to roll. I just rolled a total of a 26 athletics to grapple you, Hota.
Oh, man. You rolled a 26?
Yes. You either have to roll an athletics or an acrobatics check.
We'll roll acrobatics.
Oh, close, but not.
Wait, we might use the bardic inspiration.
You could.
So 1d8, right?
Yeah, but yes. 1d8. All right, so you got 26, which is what you needed. Unfortunately, you are also baned.
So I'm
going to roll a 1d4. 3 subtracted from that. He grabs you. He yoinks you up. I'm sorry. I didn't want to say anything because I was going to see if you remembered. He yoinks you up, Hota.
This is what I call God press.
He slams Hota into the ground. Hota, you are considered prone. All right?
Oh,
you are taking 12 points of bludgeoning damage.
I'm going to use an uncanny dodge in that.
All right.
So I'll take 6 on that.
Because you are prone, he goes,
you are now in my trap, boy. Holy fist.
Oh.
He gets advantage because you're prone. That's a 12, and then that's an 18. Does the 18 hit?
Yeah.
All right. So 18 will deal you. That is 11 points of bludgeoning damage.
I ain't done yet, boy. Holy fist.
He punches you again with his third arm. That is a 22.
Oh, it is.
He deals an additional 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ah!
And with that, he grabs you again, Hota. Your foot. I rolled a 18 athletics. Can you avoid an 18 athletics?
Let's see.
Oh, I'm gonna say he has advantage too. Yeah, 18 is still the better.
Do I have to roll athletics or my acrobatics?
Either one, whichever you prefer. All right, you're able to move your foot out the way. He's unable to grab your foot.
Unhand me!
All right, with that, it is now Yome's turn. And I'll put a little prone icon on you so we know you're prone.
I'm hurt!
What's your HP low?
16.
Oh, Lord. All right.
And that's using all the temporary hit points and everything.
Felicia said, oh, boy. Bro, he God pressed you. Holy fisted you.
Jesus.
It hurt.
I can cast Cure Wounds on him, right?
Even yeah. Yeah. You can. You're right next to him, so.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Rob. I would have warned you about Bane, but.
I forgot. It's all good.
I'm being a little evil right now.
As you're supposed to be.
Yes.
Being a man of God, you shouldn't be evil.
7 HP for you. Awesome. Oh, plus my spell casting ability. My bad.
Is your wisdom?
Which is my wisdom.
Whatever your wisdom is.
Plus 4.
So 11 points.
All right. Whew.
What does that put your HP at?
27.
Okay.
All right.
Actually, I'm just going to have my spiritual weapon attack.
Okay. Damn, your spiritual weapon's on fire. That's okay. The third hit. Again, 12 points of damage.
Get it in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Help.
He gets hit in the back. Ow! Son of a bitch. All right. Yoma, do you stay there?
Yeah, I'll stay.
All right. So Tsurumi is going to go again as she swings her sword and sickle. Oh, both will hit. And she gets her sneak attack damage.
Nice.
So 10 sneak attack damage. 3 piercing with short sword, 4 slashing with her sickle. All right. And Estella, it's now your turn.
She looks at Rassler after what he did to Hota.
Now you're going to get it. And she points at him. Hey, your mama's so easy. I rolled a natural 1 and still hit.
And I'm going to cast his laughter.
All right, so that
you got to beat a 16.
16. All right, I got that is a 14 plus whatever's charisma or his wisdom. One second, his wisdom. He's got high wisdom. He's cleric. That is a total of a 19.
Sorry, I'm trying to see if I can. Oh, I don't think that I can. Okay. Oh, wait. When a creature that you can see within 60 feet of you makes an attack roll, an ability check, or a damage roll. That's a save. Okay, never mind. Fuck. All right. Well, that didn't seem to do much. So as my bonus action, I am going to... I don't see the point in doing that right now. Okay. I am just going to give out another Bardic Inspiration die.
Okay. Who are you giving that to?
Hota, because he has so many attacks.
All right, Hota, put that yellow circle back
you
on.
You get a redemption time.
All right.
All right. You move anywhere?
Nah.
Okay. Hota, your turn. You are prone still.
Is he still grappling me?
No, he missed his second grapple.
Oh, yes. Well, I will be standing up. That's an action, right?
Half your movement.
Oh, yeah, I'm standing up.
Okay.
I jump to my feet, and I'm bringing the scimitar up, where it's like I'm doing a show where you can.
17, that will hit.
Scimitar, upper!
Oh, wait. Minus a d4 from that.
Oh,
so that will potentially miss. I'll roll a d4 because you still have Bane. So that's 15. 15 will miss.
Oh, wait. I have Fortune of the Many at a +3 since there's 3 people around me.
All right. That will hit.
All right. All right. I got 2 more. I mean, got 1 more of that. All right, let me hit the damage on this.
10 and slashing damage. Nice.
Is there okay? Somebody within 5 feet, so sneak attack.
All right, plus your sneak attack. All right, awesome.
We're going to Dark Souls roll out of the way. We're going to use that cunning action.
Okay, cunning action, bonus action. Yep. All right, so you move away. Cool.
Oh, and by the way, that spike drops off.
Oh, okay. Spike drops off. That was on Yome, right?
Yeah, it's the start of my turn, so...
Okay, cool. All right, Roroy.
All right. Roroy is going to take Hota's spot where he was at.
Be my guest.
He's going to use his gauntlets now. 21.
That will hit.
And he's going to hit him with the 2-piece.
All right, for 8 points of damage. You punch him for 8.
Another 21.
Another 6 points of thunder damage. Very nice. So you just give him the 2-piece. All right. It's now his turn. He glares at you.
You sinners. and your little toys and games. Let me show you the true power of Gato.
He is pissed. Yome, I'm sorry. I rolled 29 on athletics.
Oh my God.
Trying to grapple you.
Wait a minute.
I physically can't roll.
As far as the disadvantage? Or is that... No, that's an attack roll.
That's an attack roll. Yeah, oh, this okay. is a contested.
Okay.
So if you can't beat it, you will be grappled.
Just roll that 20, that's all.
That's all.
That's not a nat 20.
Nope.
That's not a nat 20. That's correct.
He grabs you, Yomi, by the neck. And he is jumping 30 feet into the air again.
Not very want, godly of him.
Roroi and Tsurumi will be able to get attacks of opportunity. So Roroi, go ahead and get, if you want to,
make yes. an
opportunity. And Tsurumi will do the same.
20.
That will hit 5 damage. And Tsurumi will also hit, or unfortunately, 1 piercing damage. Actually, no, that should be 5 piercing damage. Okay. All right. So he jumps 30 feet into the air with Yome. Yome, as you're being grappled mid-air, he is going to punch you with Holy Fist.
Holy Fist!
Ouch.
Dice fell. That is going to be a 17. Does that hit?
No.
Okay. He'll make another punch.
Holy fierce.
That is a total of a 24. Will that hit?
Yeah.
You will be taking... Oh! That's max damage.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's 21 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh!
And as he does so, he's going to throw you directly down into the ground. He's 30 feet up in the air. So you're going to hit the ground, and I have to roll damage for you falling.
Damn, you're giving her the touchdown?
Yep. So, ooh, that's pretty low there. That's going to be additional 8 points of bludgeoning damage plus whatever I just did to you with the punch.
Took me down to 6 HP. I was full HP.
Oof.
And he's not done.
Yeah, I bet he's not.
Right.
He is landing on you with his feet.
Ew.
Not the feet.
Oh, no!
Well, I'm down.
It's crit. It's crit.
Damn.
Yome is taking double damage. Oh! Were you down before this, Yome, or no?
No, I had 6.
Okay, you had 6. I just dealt 28 points of damage.
Oh,
I'm down. As that's he, more than 6.
As he comes crashing down, he stomps on Yome, breaking her armor as he knocks her unconscious. Unfortunately, your, if I remember, spiritual weapon's a concentration spell, isn't it? If I remember correctly. If it is a concentration spell, your spiritual weapon is now gone. I can look it up. Spiritual weapon. That concentration based. It is not concentration based. Okay. But you have to still command spiritual weapon. So you're unconscious. So you technically can't command spiritual weapon with you being unconscious. So that's his turn. You all saw Yome is unconscious. It is now Yome's turn. Yome, I need you to make me a death saving throw. So just roll me a d20.
No, just let me die. I don't care.
Oh, that's a fail. That's one failure out of 3. So Yome failed first. All right, it is Tsurumi's turn. Tsurumi is going to run up to him and attempt to attack him again, hopefully. Will she be able to? I don't know. Sneak attack won't go off, though. Oh, ooh. Short sword is a crit, but her sickle will miss. So she'll be doing 12 points of damage with her short sword. All right. That's all she can do. Stella, what are you doing?
All right, I'm going to use my bonus action first, cast Healing Word on Yome. That's going to be plus my spellcasting modifier, which is based on charisma, so it's 5. So... Oh, wait, why does it say spell save DC? Oops. What is it? 1d4 plus 5. Okay. Ooh, nice. Myself. Oh, I wrote 5d4 like a dumbass, sorry. 1d4 plus yeah. 5. Okay.
There you eight. Go. 8. So Yome is up to 8 HP. Yome, okay. You are now conscious with 8 HP. You're still prone on the ground, though.
Spell slot down, and then I'm going to do...
I'm so sick of you, bitch!
And she tries to cast Vicious Mockery again. You have to beat a 16.
All right, 16. That's a wisdom, or is that a...
Wisdom.
Okay, so I rolled 13 plus 5.
Damn. 18. Beat it again. Okay.
He's got a high wisdom.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to have to start melee attacking his bitch ass. All right, well, I have no more actions, so...
Okay. All right, Hota. Your turn.
Hota is pissed. He saw that. Get away from her! He's going to use his help action on Yome. And he's going to use hospitality. So I need to roll a d6. All right, so you get 5 temporary hit points. And I get 5 temporary hit points.
Okay.
And before we continue, we interrupt this campaign with breaking information just for you adventurers. I love smoothies, but I don't love smoothie bar prices. With my BlendJet 2 portable blender, I can make smoothie bar quality beverages for a fraction of the price. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. It lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you are good to go. And with over 30 colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. Just like Rogar, I rock the champagne metallic because I'm a certified badass. Well, maybe not as much as Rogar, but y'all get the point. What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to BlendJet.com and use the code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. And with that being said, let us now continue with our adventure.
Then he's going to pull out the crossbow.
Okay.
And then he's going to fire. Aiming for the temple.
That will miss.
Damn.
You move anywhere or you stay there?
He's going to stay there.
All right. Roy, what you going to do to Roy?
Roy's going to run up again in between Yome and Sorumi, and I'm going to try to hit him with that two-piece combo again.
Okay.
25.
Damn, Roy's hitting every hit.
Good.
8 points 26. Damage. Another.
We ain't got that spiritual weapon to carry us no more.
Dude, okay, you're going off, man. You Little Mac now all of a sudden, bro? Punch out, baby. All right, so while Roy's over here Mike Tysoning the fuck out of Rassler, it's now Rassler's turn.
Sinners are tougher than I thought. Allow me to give you the holy radiance of God himself. Yes, cross of sacrifice.
Oh, no.
One of his forearms snaps a finger. He's casting cross of sacrifice on Stella and Hota. I need you both to make me dexterity saving throws, please.
You got it.
All right. If you save, you will take no damage. Let me make sure that I have this right. Half damage or no damage? It is no damage. So you both saved. You're both able to avoid Cross of Sacrifice. Oh. He will cast Cross of Sacrifice again except on Roy, Yome, and Tsurumi. I need you all to make me dex saves.
Fuck.
Yome nice. Saved. Nice. Roy Ooh. Saved. Oh, wow. You all saved. And let's see what Tsurumi does. Oh, nice. She failed. She'll be taking 2d8 points of radiant damage. Oh, 16 points of damage.
Damn.
All right. So
might that... have to finish that book for
Smoke in the Sickle.
Yep.
So that's the second arm. He takes his third arm, and he's going to use this opportunity. That is a 22. And he is going to backhand Tsurumi for, that is 14 points of damage.
The disrespect.
He knocks her out. He backhands her in the face, and she goes flying into the ground. And he spins around. Holy fierce! And he's going to punch Yome, because he knows she's weakened. That is a 17. Does that hit?
No.
Okay, you're able to dodge that one.
Thank God.
Ooh. All right, Yome, it's your turn.
So am I still prone, or did Hota get me up?
I only handed you temporary hit points.
Yeah, so you're still prone. So yeah.
I gave her HP, but she never used her half movement, right, to stand up?
Not yet.
Okay.
So I got to stand up.
Yeah, so that's half your movement to stand up.
But I can still do something, right?
Yeah, that's just your movement action, half your movement action. So if you have a 30 movement, you have to spend 15 of your 30 movement to get up. So you still have your action and bonus action.
I'm going to... let me see what this is. His wisdom is high, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Fuck.
I feel like he's just going to hit me again. I'm going to try to do poison spray.
Oh.
So he has to save on
Constitution. DC. Okay.
Yeah. He's probably got high constitution too. He's What's a your fuck.
That's a 15 DC. I rolled 15. Yeah, he's fine.
Art.
I think anything happens, right?
Nothing happens with poison spray, unfortunately, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's either either you hit him or you don't, yeah.
I think my spiritual weapon can't get close enough. It has the same movement as me, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it can't.
Alicia's like, I've been in this situation in Baldur's Gate 3. Fuck. All right.
Could have just healed myself. That was a mistake. Actually, I'm not going to move my spiritual weapon.
Okay.
I'm going to take a potion. So that's 2d4 plus 2. Fucking 7. All right, so I got 7 hit points back.
Okay. Tsurumi's going to make a death saving throw. She failed. That's one fail on her. Stella, your turn.
Oh, she's down? Fuck.
Yeah, she's down.
But she only got hit for like 16.
She only had 9 HP.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm just going to try to shoot him with my crossbow.
Oh, that's a crit.
Ooh. 16 damage.
16 damage. Nice. All right. Your crossbow shoots out a bolt and it hits him in the neck, drawing some blood, and he looks over at you.
Sinners, I'm tired of you. Tired of looking at you.
Tired of you too. And looking at you. You're uglier than you've ever been.
And as her bonus action, she's going to cast Healing Word again, first level. So it's 1d4 plus 5 on Tsurumi, at least so she can get up.
Okay.
So 8.
8, all right. So she's conscious now. She's still prone. All right, cool. Do you move anywhere?
No.
All right, Hota.
Hota is going to dash in with his scimitar and jump and slash. He's trying to give him that braver. But it did not work. There we go. Wait, I guess ignore the second one then.
Yeah, 13. That won't hit.
No, I'm going to use my Fortune of the Many, and there's 3 people around me. So plus 3 to that.
Well, that will just be negated by the Bane.
Well,
if I roll a 3 or higher.
How many turns is that on us?
That's on you until he's done.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. So
I also have the Bardic Inspiration as well.
So you had 3 plus 13, which is 16, minus 4. So that was 12. So you have a 12 right now.
I will have to roll the Bardic then.
All right.
D8.
Yep. Oh
damn.
That's not enough.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's only a 2 plus 2, so you need more than that. Slightly more than that. He is going to use his reaction.
Oh, shit.
He's using a reaction this time. I am tired of you, sinner. Gut check fist.
Oh.
He uses a reaction to gut check you, Hota. That is a 21 total.
Oh!
And he basically just counters you for a total of 14 points of damage.
Alright.
Peace him up, Roroy.
Alright, Roroy.
Yeah, that's what he's going to try to do. The two-piece. Oh.
Ooh, that will miss. Oh!
My God!
That's 11 and a 9. Both will miss, unfortunately.
Come on, Roroy. Give him that Popeye's biscuit no water. Come on, man.
I just start choking his
He head. Grins. You sinners are perfectly placed. Cross of sacrifice. I need Hota, Roy, Yome, and Surumi to make me dexterity saving throws.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Yome is safe. Surumi is safe. They're going to dodge it. Roy and Hota will be taking 2d8 radiant damage.
Oh, man.
That is 9 points of radiant damage you both took.
Roy's starting to get winded.
I'm about to use Uncanny Dodge on that, too.
All right. That was his first of his four arms. So he takes that. His second arm. Holy fist!
Not the first of four arms.
I rolled 16. Does that hit you, Hota?
Yes.
All right. He backhands you with his second arm. That is going to be... What is it? 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh my God.
How are you looking?
Well, I'm up. I'm up.
He looks at you. Hold fast. That's another 16. Does that hit you? So this one unfortunately will hit.
I'm down.
All right. That's
no matter what it is.
Yeah, so he dealt 11 points of damage.
I had 1 HP.
He takes his fourth arm.
Blood of Azato
shoots out magic missiles. Those are auto hits. So he is shooting one of them at Yome. Yome, you take 5 points of force damage. Roroy, you take 5 points of force damage.
Surumi, he doesn't roll to see if he hits me?
No, magic missiles instant. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's guaranteed because it's only a d4 plus 1. Surumi takes 4 points of damage. And Stella, you take 3 points of force damage. And he got one more attack. He is going to punch at Yome again.
Holy fist!
That is going to be an 18. Does that hit you?
It does.
Fuck. All right.
Why does he Bobby do Brown so much in. Damage? I can't even... That I'm doing is... like 6 damage, and he's doing like 25 damage a turn.
Because he's ascended!
Yeah, I don't know. Seems broken.
6. He is a boss. He is a boss. 6 plus his strength, that's 11 points of damage. To Yome.
Roy, it's up to you.
We might have a reset after this one.
Did you save the game before this fight?
It's going to be a hard reset because I'm running out of spells and I only got 4 HP.
All right. Yome, it's your turn.
Am I able to get to Hota?
You.
Like without getting hit?
You can. Yeah, you can. As long as you don't leave his threat range, you can.
All right. I'm going to do Cure Wounds. We're going to do it at a third level slot. So this is at 1. God, I rolled a fucking 1. Okay, so Hota's up. He's got 13 HP.
All right. Hota, 13 HP. You're up.
Oh man,
got you.
All right. I hope someone else can do damage because I'm about to chug another potion.
All right.
I can't even get my stupid spiritual weapon over here. He somehow got 40 feet away from me.
I'll get Stella up.
Stella's not down.
Oh, okay.
Sarumi.
Oh, no, Sarumi.
I mean, she's technically... She's
up still. She's just prone.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, he didn't do enough damage with the Blood of Azadol to knock her back down.
Gotcha.
All right.
Health for 12.
Okay.
That's nothing. He's going to just put us both down, but...
She's so used to playing Boulder's Gate.
I mean, it's true. He's just going to come back up and hit us again. Am I wrong?
No.
Yeah, so if I only have 16 HP, I'm going down.
It's a restart.
I don't need to know the rules to know that's not going to work out.
All right, Sarume, oh, she is going to get up and attack with her weapons. Oh, sickle will miss. Short sword will hit for 5, unfortunately. Doesn't need the full 5. She does have sneak attack damage. For 8 sneak attack damage. All right. He begins to stumble a bit.
Gow! Lord Azato! I need more power! Don't let these sinners best me! I will not fail!
All right, Stella, your turn.
Just not feeling him. let me see how many spell slots I got left. Ooh. All right, getting low, but what do I have to do? Fuck, man.
This is dicey right here.
Yeah.
All my shit is like wisdom. Fuck it, I'm gonna use another spell slot on this shit, and I'm gonna cast Cloud of Daggers again.
Okay, Cloud of Daggers on him.
11 slashing damage.
All right. So he'll take straight up 11 slashing damage. There's nothing you can do to avoid that. All right, cool. You begin to cut him with your magical blades, and all that damage goes through. Perfect.
Except he for me.
Drops to one knee. Ah,
damn. Cloud of Daggers.
All right. Hota.
Hota bleeding from his wounds, looking at him like Goku did Frieza right before he left. He's holding that scimitar. He's gonna get handed to him. He's gonna let it descend.
Oh, nice. 26. 12 slash.
All for the sneak
damage.
Attack.
Hell yeah.
13! He drops to his second knee. He's on both knees.
Not like this. I am Rassler Pain. I will not fail.
He's on both knees, but he's not down.
He's going to use his cunning action and get the fuck out of there.
Nice.
I'm going to roll backwards.
He said, let me get the fuck out. All right, Roroy. What you going to do, Roroy?
Roroy's going to position himself so that way he's flanked. I'm going to get the other side of him.
Okay. Good thinking. You have advantage now on your attacks.
And he's going to do that two-piece.
Oh! That's a 1 and a 20. All right, 20 will hit because you have advantage for 11 thunder 11. Damage. All right. An 18.
And I'll hit. Do it again. Just gave.
And a 24, yep. So the 24 and 18, so you'll take the 24. So that'll be 6 points of damage. All right. You begin to punch him in the back. You can see his arms are getting weakened. His body is slowly beginning to shrink slightly from what it was. He's still not medium-sized, but he's beginning to shrink a bit as some of that red energy, the aura from his veins, begins to dim out slightly.
No! The power has been bestowed upon me! I am ascended! I cannot die today!
You will die today, you bitch!
What did you say to me, motherfucker?
You're tripping.
He is now his turn. He swings.
Holy fist, bitch!
I just rolled a 24 to hit you, Baroy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That is 19 points of bludgeoning damage.
How'd you like that, you son of a bitch? Holy fist again!
Damn.
That is a 19 plus his strength. I'm assuming the 24 is going to hit again. Yeah. That's what he rolled last time. That is an additional 7 points of damage plus 5. So, let's see. 12 points of damage, bludgeoning damage.
Are you still not down, motherfucker? Let me show you the ways of the East Side Pope. Holy fetus!
That is a 19. Will that hit you?
No, that won't.
Parry.
Guess what, motherfucker? Wrestler has 4 punches. Holy fist again!
26.
You know, he ain't rolling nothing less than a 20.
That is 20 points of damage.
Oh, fuck. He's down.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, the reason he's rolling high every time is because I add a 12 every time I roll.
Holy damn. Fuck.
Oh. Yeah, that's why he's got some beefy stats. So Roy, you see, he had to waste all 4 of his actions, but he just 4-pieced Roy. Roy is down. He turns his head and looks at Yome, Tsurumi, Hota, and Stella.
As I said, you motherfuckers, I ain't gonna die today. It is gonna be you. I will drag you down into the depths of the 7 hells if I have to. But my lord and savior, Azato has ascended me. I cannot fail him. I am so close to accomplishing my goal. My birthright is to become the one and only ascended Rassler Pain. And I ain't gonna let you little motherfuckers stop me in my goal. You hear me, bitches?
Is there any cuss words in the book of Rasslerism? You use a lot of them.
It is Yome's turn.
Roy is down, right?
Yes, he is.
I will hit him, and then I'll do healing word.
Okay. Make me an attack roll. Unfortunately, you do not have advantage because Roy is unconscious.
Yeah, that sucks. 1D. I'll do Sacred Flame, so it's a dex saving throw.
Oh, okay. The one Shadowheart always misses.
Yeah, I probably missed too.
All right, it's dex. I rolled an 18.
Okay. Never mind. Nothing happens.
Oh, no.
Undo healing word. Do I have... Yeah, I have one more spell slot, so...
You better summon Clive Rossfield, Bri. Transform that Ifrit.
All right, I did healing word on Roy.
All right. Roy, you've healed 8 points, but you're prone still. All right. Do you move anywhere, Yoma, or do you stay there?
Man, I stay here.
Okay. Tsurumi's turn. She's going to do all she can do. She doesn't have much right now. She will short sword and sickle, hopefully get a sneak attack in. Oh, they both hit.
Yeah.
And both go through. And she will deal sneak attack damage as well. 12 sneak attack damage, 5 piercing damage, 3 slashing damage. So, unfortunately, the short sword and sickle, he doesn't take full damage from those. But the 12 damage sneak attack fully goes through. He drops to now one arm and both knees. So he's now barely holding himself up. And he begins to continue to shrink as time goes on. He is losing strength. Tsurumi looks over at the rest of you. I think he's almost done. Don't let up. It is now Stella's turn.
All right. Well, since he's still in the cloud of daggers, you're going to take that damage again.
Yes, he is. So roll me that damage.
High damage.
High, damn it. High.
Well, a nine.
Nine. I mean, that's decent.
High enough.
Yeah, high enough.
Yeah.
The daggers begin to cut into him all over. You see now he is now losing plenty of blood. He is becoming bloodied by the cloud of daggers.
Ah, Lord, I need more strength. Provide me more protection, Azazel. Don't let me lose like this.
That's not considered my action, right?
He just took that automatically because he's in it.
So yeah, now that he's a little more vulnerable, she's finally going to make her way up to him, and now she's going to slash with her rapier. Does a 15 hit him?
15 will not, unfortunately.
Motherfucker.
You need a 16.
Okay. And...
Oh, wait, because I'll even roll this, because I forgot you have Bane on you. So technically, you got...
Oh, 12. Even less. Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll deal with that.
Okay.
And as my bonus action, who's got what HP wise? Roy, you were at what, 8 or something?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I can't actually feed you a potion. That's an action. But I guess I could use my last healing word spell of the day to heal you. But I'm thinking, like, do I want to save that in case you go down again? For now, I'm just going to give out... Wait, Hota, what's your HP?
18. I think... Let me see. 13.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys are doing pretty rough. But,
Oh, we're hurt. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to... give Roy the next Bardic Inspiration die as my bonus action.
Okay.
I have 2 more left for the day.
All right.
That is my turn.
Hota, it's your turn.
Hota is going to run. He's going to dash and slide past Tsurumi, slashing.
Okay. 17 hits.
I still have Bane, though.
Oh, yeah.
So you're right. You still have Bane.
That's so I know what to put on him.
4. Let's see. You have a 15. That will miss.
I have Fortune of the Many, so add a +3.
Okay, nice. That will hit.
All right. And I got 1 more Fortune of the Many. All right. Oh, I'm going to try to end it here.
You take your 10 slashing damage. It's reduced by a certain amount, and it goes through, but it's not the full amount.
And the sneak attack.
All right, sneak attack goes through. You cut into his side abdomen. And as you do so, you cut open a wide hole into his gut. And you can see blood begins to pour out as his intestines begin to drop. He's still not gone.
I'm not like this. Oh, I am rest. Not like this.
You can see he's on the ground with both knees with one hand. His second of 4 arms is trying to like push his intestines back into his gut. But he's not dead.
Won't you just die?
Stella points at his guts falling out.
Oh, you parted the Red Sea, Hota. There is the holy water.
What you gonna do, Roy?
He's gonna get up. Hit him with that toothpiece.
Finish him, Royce!
All right. That's 10 points of damage. You got another attack?
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, crit.
Nice.
Ooh, that's 19 points of thunder damage. So a total of, oh my god, 19 plus 10, 29 points of thunder damage go through completely.
He had to atone on with that.
Yeah.
Yep. Repent.
Two-piece crispy chicken.
As you go to punch him, you two-piece him in the side. He drops down to his side as he yells out in pain.
Ah! No. No. My devotion is second to none. my resolve shall not go unnoticed, for this is not the end of Rassler Pain, motherfuckers. I will be back before you know it.
And as you two-piece him and he's yelling out his random nonsense, his body shrinks to his normal size that he was before. But as he shrinks, you can see his body continues to shrink as the red aura that was filling his veins all over begin to disperse. And it's as if the water and the liquid within his body begins to, it gets drained from him. All of a sudden, you just see him begin to raisin up as if he was becoming older and older as his body drops to the ground. And soon enough, you just see this raisin-like husk of a body as all of the liquid has been absorbed from his mortal shell. As that happens, he reaches up.
Save me as I...
And he drops his hand, and as he does so, his life vanishes from his body as it becomes this husk, this pruned out, raisin-like, drained husk. You have defeated Rassler Pain Ascended.
Dried him up like Shang Tsung, man.
Right.
Damn.
Oh, you have destroyed Rassler Pain. Congratulations, you beat him.
That was one hell of an interrogation.
Yeah, it didn't feel like we beat him.
All right, no. I thought I was going down for sure, Ian.
Meanwhile, as that happens, the other acolytes that have been embodied around the town that are also being, you know, attacked by the other purifiers, they all, too, fall to the ground, being shriveled up into husks as well. As soon as Rassler died, so did they, leaving the town of Miyazu back at peace, hopefully, for the time being. And we will go ahead and say that ends this episode of Taverns and Caverns.
Boy, wait until Omok hears you went down, yo, mate.
When we supposed to take him back alive?
I know.
This one doesn't count. We all went down.
I didn't.
Yeah, the only one that didn't go down was Stella, I think. Yeah.
Stayed far away.
I sure the fuck did. I'm too small to be getting grabbed. I see what happened to Elroy Haskins.
Elroy.
He rode and got rode on. Now, as far as Sarumi, she better not ever give me lip again.
Now, that was probably, other than the general of Koldar, Tempest, this was probably the hardest fight you guys have had so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Felicia was over here bitching up a storm about how tough he was. He was supposed to be tough.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be very hard. So there was something.
That's all I'm saying.
There was something you guys could have done, but I wasn't going to tell you because I'm not making it easy. You could have attacked his arms to stop him from having four attacks each round. His arms had an AC as well as HP. So you could have technically destroyed his arms to reduce the amount of attacks.
Was he a Final Fantasy boss?
Kind of. Yeah. So I'll tell you right now, he had four arms, which gave him four actions. Basically, each arm had 20 HP, basically. So you could have knocked the arms out pretty easily as long as you hit them. The thing about the arms is, though, as soon as you destroyed an arm, I'd have to roll a certain die.
Yeah, and grow
yes, it would basically grow back.
So you want us to waste attacks?
Well, it's technically not wasting attack because if I rolled a high number on that die, no matter what, he'd still have to, at bare minimum, he'd get one round with less attacks. But if I rolled, you know, high, then I'd have to wait that many rounds before it came back. So
we make out in the end.
Yes. Yes, because the arm only has 20 HP. I mean, you guys can do 20 damage pretty easily.
Yeah.
So.
Not through wisdom, apparently.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was the wrong enemy to use your wisdom spells on. He had high wisdom as a cleric/priest or east side pope.
God dang, whooped our ass.
Wasn't wise enough to know enough to fuck with the purest friend.
I was cracking up because I know you. Some of you were losing it when he was in the cell.
Yeah. Bruh, going off.
He was not happy, man.
All right, let me
fuck about that brother foul sword,
bro. You pissed him off. That was his brother.
Mm-hmm.
I know the last words he said to Brother Faust was, "I'm tired of looking at you."
Yep.
Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing. Or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroi Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns of the Cavern Season 2. Until next time, take care.